There was a moment, a heartbeat. When David didn't respond, Paul's eyes narrowed. "My sister doesn't know how good she's got it," he said. Nora, who had been holding herself very still, felt the words like shards of ice, a harsh, bright, piercing grief. Before she knew what she'd done, she'd slapped Paul across the face. The stubble of his new beard was rough against her palm. He was a man, no longer a boy, and she'd hit him hard. He turned, shocked, a red mark already rising on his cheek.
"Paul," David said, "don't make things worse than they are. Don't say things you'll regret for the rest of your life."
Nora's hand was still stinging. Her blood rushed. "We'll go home," she said. "We'll settle this at home."
"I don't know. A night in jail might do him good."
"I lost one child," she said, turning to him. "I will not lose another." Now David looked stunned, as if she'd slapped him, too. The ceiling fan clicked, and the revolving door spun with rhythmic thunks.
"All right," David said. "Maybe that's right. Maybe you're right to pay no attention to me. God knows I'm sorry for the things I've done to fail you both."
"David?" Nora said as he turned away, but he didn't respond. She watched him walk across the room and enter the revolving door. Outside, he was visible for an instant, a middle-aged man in a dark jacket, part of the crowd, then gone. The ceiling fan clicked amid smells of sour flesh and French fries and cleaning fluid.
"I didn't mean," Paul began.
Nora held up her hand.
"Don't, please, don't say another word."
It was Bree, calm and efficient, who got them to the car. They opened the windows against Paul's stench, and Bree drove, her thin fingers steady on the wheel. Nora, brooding, paid little attention. And it was nearly half an hour before she realized that they were no longer on an interstate, but were traveling more slowly on smaller roads through the vivid spring countryside. Fields, barely greening, flashed in the windows, and branches with their just-opening buds.
"Where are you going?" Nora asked.
"On a little adventure," Bree said. "You'll see."
Nora didn't want to look at Bree's hands, so bony, the blue veins visible. She glanced at Paul in the rearview mirror. He sat, pale and sullen, arms folded, slouching, clearly furious, clearly in pain. She had done the wrong thing back there, lashing out at David like that, slapping Paul. She had only made things worse. His angry eyes met hers in the mirror, and she remembered his soft, plump infant hand pressed against her cheek, his laughter trilling through the rooms. Another boy altogether, that child. Where had he gone?
"What kind of adventure?" Paul asked.
"Well, actually, I'm trying to find the Abbey of Gethsemane."
"What for?"
Nora asked.
"Is it nearby?"
Bree nodded.
"It's supposed to be. I've always wanted to see it, and on the way here I realized how close we were. I thought, why not? It's such a pretty day.